let's grab this last call here and then wrap up our topic of painting. I'm going to welcome Wayne into the conversation. Good morning, Wayne. Let me introduce you to Doug Karras of the Arizona Paint Company. What's your paint project this morning?
Morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Morning.
I had a question regarding if you guys paint pool decks or how those are done.
So, yeah, we do. If you have a lot of cracks and peeling and, you know, damaged texture on your pool decking, we'd refer that out to a pool decking company that just does that. But if yours is in great shape and just needs to be recoated, then we absolutely do that.
All right, there we go. And who would he call?
Call Arizona Painting Company. If you're in Phoenix, call us at 602-648-3071. Or if you're in Tucson, call us at 520-284-1792.
Okay, this is our last segment. We've got to take people through how to paint a sheetrock wall. Mm-hmm. We've moved all the furniture to the inside. We've talked very quickly about masking and protection. We've talked about the cotton drop cloths. Now we're all set up. We're going to get ready to start putting paint on the wall. What do we do?
So first, you got to make sure you have the right tools. What a lot of homeowners do is they go to the paint store and they look for the cheapest brush and they think they're going to paint their walls and leave really crisp, straight lines with a bad brush, and it's usually just not going to happen. So make sure you have a good, we recommend Purdy, you know, 2.5 to 3 to 3.5 angle brush.
That's a brand name.
Yes, Purdy. That's a brand name, Purdy. Yep. So use that, and you're going to start by, you know, we call cutting out. So you're brushing out the corners, starting from top down around your walls. Start with one wall, start brushing it around the corners, around the edges, and then you're going to load up the paint in a bucket, with a 5-gallon bucket with a screen, and you start to roll it. You're going to start in the middle of the wall and work your paint up and down and through there to make sure that it's even. You don't want to have a bunch of lighter spots and darker spots on your wall.
And a couple coats. I mean, when I grew up through the paint industry, we used to call it holidays when we were changing colors, like from a beige to a light blue. If you got up really, really close, you could see all the little missed spots, and those were holidays in the paint. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess that's where the painter took a holiday or something. But it takes paint on the roller to get the depth of color that you're really trying to accomplish. And I tell people, you know, they're always complaining about splatter of a roller. I'm saying, well, you're not buying a good enough roller. A good roller will greatly eliminate all that flying paint.
Yes, exactly. Same thing, just like a brush. You want to make sure you have a good quality roller, usually a 12-inch, and make sure that it's a good quality brand. And you want to keep a wet edge, so you don't want the roller, when you're rolling up and down, to be dry. If it starts to get dry, then you're not actually putting the paint and applying it the proper way, so it's going to blend in evenly. You'll have a bunch of holidays.
And there's no good way to paint a ceiling.
Right? No, there's not.
Usually let Jennifer paint this. Call me when the ceiling's done. I'll cut in the wall.
Yeah, if you're not experienced and aren't using a sprayer, there's not a very good way to do it.
Wear a hat. Wear glasses. Yeah. You're going to get covered in splatter. That's just the life. But really critical to have everything covered and masked and protected in that arena.
Yeah, it's so easy to get paint all over all your furniture, your carpet, all your stuff if it's not masked really well.
All right. Doug Karras of Arizona Paint Company, we appreciate you joining us. We took a lot of calls, cleared a lot of lines on folks trying to tackle paint projects around the house. For somebody that doesn't want to tackle it around the house and wants it professionally done, how would he contact you?
They would call us at Arizona Painting Company. Our office phone number is 602-648-3071, or in Tucson, 520-284-1792.
Now, last question. A painter should have something like this. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
There you go. On your fan index, do you have a specific?
I would say on my fan, because I recommend it the most, would be probably a color from Sherwin-Williams called Latte. It's a tan. It's good for anybody trying to sell, wants to have a neutral color. It's a really popular color.
Well, boy, there's a lot we didn't get to when we pre-interviewed over the phone the other day. I mean, you walk into a paint store, there's 10 different colors of masking tape. And which one do you buy for which application? We didn't get to that. We didn't get to really mask the details of masking, and how do you mask off a window, and how do you use the taping tool?
Mm-hmm.
Carpet, protecting carpet. There's a bunch we didn't get to. How about flat taping and flat caulking, tape caulking?
There's a lot of different aspects and parts of painting that you really need to know before you take on a big project.
Prepping, all the prepping the sheetrock, prepping the casing, the baseboard. How do you properly cut all that in? Make it. The bottom line is we have to have you back.
There we go. Sounds great.
We didn't get to near all of the things. I've got a whole sheet here of points I want to. Caulking. Uh-huh. Do you push or do you pull?
We recommend pulling.
You're
typically.
A puller? Okay. Yeah. All right. I mean, just properly trimming the tube of the tip of your caulk is important. How you do that?
Yep, to make sure you're getting enough but not too much caulk coming out of the caulk gun.
And then painting a stripe on a textured wall. How do you keep the paint from fading in? Those are all the tricks we didn't get to. So, Doug Karras, Arizona Paint Company, we'll have to have you back.
All right, sounds great. Thanks for
having
me.
Folks, we hope you all enjoyed the four-hour program this morning here at Rosie on the House. Just because we're signing off doesn't mean you have to get scared, worried, nervous, or anxious. We'll be back next week, I promise. And in the meantime, just remember, Rosie on the House wants to be your best friend.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.